Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 6 a.m., here's your hourly briefing. This morning, Israel is experiencing mild weather with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa is enjoying a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant morning to be outside. Meanwhile, Eilat remains warm, as usual. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu in Lebanon. The war continues, there is more work to do, reports Ynet from earlier today. Also, Iran's refusal in negotiations rejected the demand to stop uranium enrichment and funding Hezbollah, as noted by Walla earlier today. Also this hour, Trump says he doesn't care if Iran returns to negotiations or not, calling them desperate, according to Israel Hayom. Separately, Trump considers a limited operation against Iran in response to failed Islamabad negotiations, reports the Jerusalem Post in the past hour. And finally, Israel pummels Hezbollah's last stronghold in southern Lebanon, with violent clashes described by Lebanon's official news agency, as covered by JNS in earlier reporting. Reaction has been swift on social media. Yashar, a commentator, posted just minutes ago that many Iranians can't get online, suggesting propaganda efforts are not for an internal audience. Middle East underscore 24 updated moments ago with an image shared by Trump depicting himself as Jesus, following criticism over his comments about the Pope. Max Nordo, a political analyst, shared minutes ago concerns about Iran's collapse, likening it to the fall of the Soviet Union. Let's go deeper. Starting with Netanyahu's comments, Ynet reports that the prime minister emphasizes ongoing military operations in Lebanon. These efforts aim to prevent further anti-tank missile fire and rocket threats. This stance highlights Israel's commitment to security measures in the region. Turning to Iran's negotiations, Walla reports that the talks in Pakistan fell through as Iran remains firm on its nuclear ambitions and support for Hezbollah. This development underscores the persistent challenges in diplomatic efforts between Iran and Western nations. Meanwhile, Trump made bold claims about Iran's desperation. According to Israel Hayom, he mocked Tehran and highlighted the destruction of the Iranian fleet. This rhetoric could signal a heightened U.S. stance against Iran, affecting regional stability. Separately, the Jerusalem Post notes that Trump is considering military action against Iran. This comes in light of the failed talks in Islamabad. Such a move could escalate tensions across the Middle East, impacting global diplomacy. And finally, Israel's recent military actions in southern Lebanon. JNS reports intense clashes in what Hezbollah considers its last stronghold. The ongoing conflict continues to affect civilian lives on both sides of the border. Turning to business and markets. First, after 10 days, the Orion spacecraft has landed safely, completing a historic lunar mission, reports Mariv Business. Separately, CTEC highlights concerns over future clashes with Iran, potentially costing Israel tens of billions more. And finally, according to Israel Hayom Business, Wall Street soars amid a ceasefire announcement, though risks due to U.S. debt remain. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.